This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I get to meet everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Simen Ayin Zayin. Shar Oy Kesev Oy Eiz Ki Yivaled. In honor of Pesach, we're learning Simen Ayin Zayin. Shaloi Likrois Neget Keneget Mei Raglaim. You should not read the Kriya Shema opposite urine. Says the Mechaber, Asar Likrois Keneget Mei Raglaim Ad Sheyato L'Soichan Revius Vayim. You're not to read opposite Mei Raglaim until you mix into it, pour into it a revius of water, va'oz mutter. V'loy shina al gabe karka. It doesn't matter if the urine is on the ground. Loy shina b'kli. Doesn't matter if it's in a vessel. V'vad shalei yehe avid hamyuchalem. As long as it's not a designated bowl for the urine, putting in a revius of water will help. V'din avid ayin l'kaman simen pezayin. Loy shina hayuhem b'kli tchila. And it doesn't matter if the urine was in the vessel and then you poured water, or the water was there first and the urine went into that kli. Now, it's very interesting. I was in Lakewood, Ir HaKodesh, before Yom Tov, and I saw a great thing there in the Judaica store, and I had to buy it. A tiny kais. That was a little bit more than a revius. It was 3.8 ounces. Now, I follow Rav Moshe. The revius for Durabonans, if it would be Friday night, then it would be Dairaisa for Kiddush. But it's Durabon. Rav Moshe has 3.3 ounces. I think Rav David held that it was even less than that for a revius. But the more Chomer Shidurah is 3.3, it was 3.8 ounces. And I'm wondering, what am I going to do with the kais that's revius the rest of the year? I know what I need for Pesach. But now, Baruch Hashem, Simen Ayin Zayin, it's good to have handy a kois that's revius in case you need to be mevatel, the Mei Raglayim, and you need to pour in a revius. So it's always handy to have this small kois. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Can I get the tzarch lezeh kol dinei harchaka? You need all the laws of distancing yourself from something improper. Dalad Amos and Kimloyenov Lefanov Kmela Kaman Bismanayan Tess of Aleph Linian Saya Ad Sheyata. Why? Lefishamina Toyrain also Likrois Rakanegan Amot Shokilach Bavat Midai Raisa. By when it comes to Meiraglaim, it's only the flow of Meiraglaim. Vaachar Shanafala Oretz Eni Soy Rakmi Devei Soyfrim. But after it falls to the ground, the Isser is only Midrabanan. Okay, that's what we learned in Siv Zayin, that when it comes to Meiraglaim, only the Amud is Dairaisa. Chazal were Mekel. Sheyachal Avatlam Ayidei Revius Mayim. That you could be Mavatlet through a Revius of water. What if you're Mesupik whether it has the shear or not? You have a Kais, you can't measure it. You don't know if it has a shear. It might have 2.9 ounces. You have to be Machmer. Why? Because the Meiraglaim is Meiraglaim. It's Becheskas Meiraglaim. And it doesn't. It's not nisbatel until you're borer that you did so. What about using Coca-Cola? Do you have to use water? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it could be that it helps. I would say everybody agrees Coca-Cola helps because Coca-Cola is water. It's water and chemicals. So the chemicals make it worse. The shiloh lechar is only other mashkim, let's say, may peros. Soda is mine. Okay. Weiter. Even if it's 50 gallons of meiraglaim, will still be kambato through one revius of water. The revius will only help if the urine doesn't smell. But if it smells means it bothers you. We're gonna see if it bothers you, that's a problem. The oz aser midin toira likros nega. This is interesting, even though Midaraisa only Kenega the Amud is it is Asr Midaraisa. But now we're learning even if it's standing, if it smells, it's Asr Midaraisa, then the Revius doesn't help. The Revius is a Kula on a Drabanon. But once it smells, it's a Dairaisa, the Bita Aide Revius will not help. Elotzach Sheyarba Leamayim Levatel Sukh, and you have to be Marbe the water in order to Mavatel the smell. Revius Mayim. Yeshoimim Debeinon Davka Vivas Achas. Some say that you need to pour it all at one time. This is the Prisha in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos and Shar Poskim, and other Poskim do not bring this. But there are shitas that you can't, you have to pour it all at once, but it cannot be a little by little, the lav hachi kama kama batal. Each ounce you pour in becomes batal. Okay. Al gabe karka. It's on the ground. You should see to it that the water is dispersed to wherever the urine is. Anywhere the urine is wet enough that if you touch it, it will make something else wet. But let's say you have a long puddle and you pour water on the right side, and that water is not having any effect on the left side. It's not going to do the job. You got to you got to disperse it. It has to be. As long as it's not a bowl that's designated for the urine, because a toilet bowl, excuse the expression, even if it's empty, you can't say Shema opposite. Now, this is very common, by the way. I know in my house, the kitchen, where I wash my hands from the Tilsi Dayim, there's like a hallway on the side to a bathroom. Sometimes the door is open. And even though you're 15 feet away from it, if the bathroom door is open, and I want to say brachas, and I'm facing the bathroom. And even though the toilet is flushed, excuse the expression, you can't say brachas, pashtos, because you're saying it opposite avit shalmei raglayim. It's a very common scenario. You want to make an asher yasar. The bathroom door is open. You're opposite a clean toilet bowl. Now, there is a tzad kula that our toilets maybe are like the Persian toilets because they're constantly flushed out, but it's a kula. One should be zahir not to say a bracha opposite even a clean toilet bowl, and it doesn't help. It doesn't help to put water. Even if you have those blue things, you know, when you flush the blue, the Kool-Aid comes down. Whether that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos is a different question. But even so, l'chayra, it's still avit shomei raglayim. Heim bakli tchila, it doesn't matter if the urine is in the kli first or if the water is in the kli first. V'cheinim hoyu mayim k'rvias tchila agave karka. Let's say if there was water or avias on the ground, v'hish shenacha agave mayim, then you urinated into it, mutter likros k'shema, you'd be allowed to say shema, v'afilu im ata machaz meraglayim nispashet yoser, even if, because of the added urine, it now spreads further. Sif beis. Revias sha'amru l'mei raglayim shal pamachas. This din, that a revius of mayim is mevatel urine, that's one urination. Uleshel shnei pa'amim shtei revi'iyais. But if someone urinated twice, you would have to pour two revius in it. Uleshel shloisha v'chein la'olam, the Rama adds. The Rama says v'chein la'olam. Because Rama knows that we're learning daf ha'shavua, and we just learned daf pei dalet. And the Mishnah there says peiroi, peiroi, peirois. And then it has to say ad olam. Because just because it says the fruits are the fruits, you know, maybe there's a maximum of three. So the Rama says, no, it's ad infinitum. In other words, as many times as somebody urinates, that's how many revias is needed. It says the Mishnah, Pamachas, Vafilim Hishtin Harbe, even if somebody urinated a lot, Diber Revias, Vachanal Vasiv Katan Beis. Vachanim Hishtin Rak Ma'at, Yesh Oimrim, Dutzar Gamkin Revias. Let's say someone urinated one droplet. Do you need a revius? Some say yes. Ava b'tshuvas chacham tzvi, simen kuf beiz pasak, de mamei raglami hem chusim revius. If the urine is less than revius, the sagi b'roi mayim v'al mayim tzach revius. It would be enough to be mevato at b'roi. The layama revius ela lahaka, revius is a rabbinic leniency, but certainly you could be mevato at b'roi. That's Roiv is a bitul da'iraisa. Of course, Roiv works. The chiddush is even revius works. Sha'afim me raglam shal pamachas heim merumim revius. The chiddush is even if the urine is more than a revius, sagi revius levalan. It's enough with the revius to be mevatod. Avaloi lahachmer, not to be machmer, v'afilu im hamei raglam heim mishtei pa'amim. Even let's say you have two urinations, you still do not need a revius. It would be enough to be mevatod at b'roiv. Sagi b'roiv mayim levalan. Be enough to mevatel et b'roiv. וכן הסכימו האחרונים. ועין עוד מה שנכתב לקמון, סימן פי בייז ומשתברו, ספקת הדעת. שתי רביעייס. פסק כדס הרמב״ם מושרי פויסקה. This מחבר is pasking like the Rambam, that the Revius is for one urination, for two you need two. V'loi kedas ha-Rajba shemeko b'zeh. This is not like the Shita of the Rajba, who's lenient. K'moy shemavor b'beis Yosef. The Shita of the Rajba is that a Revius works irrespective of how many urinations there were. U'v'mogein giborim, Reb Mordechai Ze'ev Antinga, in the Mogein Giborim says, the ain beinei machlekes. So really, there's no dispute. For Afarabam, like Kamer Devoy Shtei Revius L'Shtei Pamim, Rak B'Shaboza Acharze. The Rambam only held you need two Revius is if you did it one after another. Kegoin Shehishtin. Let's say someone urinated. V'Nasan L'Secha Revius Ma'im, and they put in Revius. Kishachoyzer Mashtin. When someone urinates again, Sarch Oida Pam Lasis L'Secha Ma'im, then you'd have to put it another Revius. V'Loi Mahani L'Zem Ashet Revius Pam Rishayna. It's not going to help that you already put in a revius the first time because somebody then went and urinated into it. Avalam hishtin kama pa'amim. But what if you come, you're in a random place. You're somewhere in Poland and you come to a spot and you could tell five people urinated there. It's not a designated toilet, but five people urinated there. Then even the Rambam would agree to the Rajba. Then you could come and pour in one revius. You don't have to cheshbin ois. Oh, how many Polish people were mashed in over there? That's how many revius I have to pour in. No, it's only the din of the Rambam is once you pour in a revius of mayim and then someone is mashed in, you'll have to do it again. Am hishin kam upon brotz legros nehan, dai batos revius levad, ayin chum ber agra, maskim gam kein lahalacha, the dai batos revius levad bezeh, it would be enough to pour in once, ayin sham ki katsarti. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you so much. Now we are basically on schedule. So Wednesday after Wednesday Isru Chag, we will do Ayin Ches, and then Thursday, Friday, we will do the Hakdama from the Prima Gadim for Siman Ayin Tes of the Dine Soya. The same way we had a Hakdama Aruka regarding Riyas Erva, Liboy Roya, so Erva, Roya Erva, Giloy Erva. We have a similar Hakdama when it comes to Hilchos Soya that the Mishabura is Matik from the Prima Gadim. Okay, so thank you very much. So no share tomorrow or Sunday, and we reconvene on Wednesday. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.